الحمد لله إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئة أعمالنا من يده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا أنتم مسلمون. قال الله سبحانه في كتاب أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most exalted. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the origin of everything in existence. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the all-knowing. He is the all-wise. And because He, whatever it is that He will, is. And whatever it is that He does not will, is not. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because from His infinite knowledge He informs us. And from His infinite wisdom, He commands and prohibits us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His Quran, He says the translation, truly Allah and the angels send prayers upon the Prophet, all you who believe, send abundant prayers upon him and abundant peace. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, this is a blessing for us, because today is a special day. Not only is it the day of Jummah, and the day of Jummah is the best of all the days in the week, inshallah. And it's not only a blessed day because it's pouring rain outside. And every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the rain, it's a sign of His mercy, descending from the heaven and bringing us renewed life, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And so alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, this is also a blessed day because today is the 12th of Rabi Awwal in the lunar calendar. Which means that today is the day of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his noble and his exalted birth. This is the day when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu he entered into his presence in the body, and he began his journey to this dunya, and he began to bring us the final installment of Allah's spiritual way of Islam. And then he taught us all of our rights, and he taught us all of our knowledges, and he explained the meaning behind everything that was. And this was Allah's most beloved, his greatest beloved, the one who reached beyond anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves him, and he loves us because of him. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, truly, Allah and the angels send prayers upon the Prophet. He's explained to us something that we don't know. For most of us, we've never seen an angel, let alone see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is impossible. But alhamdulillah, he informs us that which we don't know about. And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels are always sending their prayers on the Prophet. And alhamdulillah, these prayers, we understand that when he says this, it's not just he sent a prayer on the Prophet, or he just did it once or twice, or on Thursday night, or on Monday night, or something like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unceasingly, unendingly, since the beginning of the creation until its end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending endless blessings, prayers upon the Prophet. And the angels, for as long as they've existed, as long as they ever will exist, they send prayers also on Prophet Muhammad. So he tells us then, O you who believe, O you people who want to be living on the attributes and the qualities of Allah, who want to embody your angelic nature of your spirit, O you who believe, you also send abundant prayers upon him to send peace. And so it asks the question, it begs the question, what is the meaning, what's the difference of these angels who are praying and the humans who are praying and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's praying on the Prophet? Because when we pray, we all know when we pray, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him, we say, oh Allah, please give us something, reveal to something in our manifest reality, something that will bring us benefit, something that will help us to avoid harm, something that will give us increase. So if Allah wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have stopped the creation in a permanent freeze, in a permanent pause play. He could have rewound the creation. He could have obliterated the creation. He could have never created the creation. He could have ended it in any way. He could have created us so that we live always in the paradise or always live in the fire. He could have created us as rocks. He could have created us as frogs or birds or snakes, anything, but he didn't. He created everything exactly perfect. And so he created us with his ability to supplicate to Allah, to ask Allah for something beyond what we already have. This is an amazing thing in and of itself, because we don't see the rocks or the trees or the eagles or these type of things. They're not desiring something else other than what they have. They're all Muslim. They'll surrender exactly what Allah gave them. They take it and they're pleased with what they have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this ability to ask for increase, to ask that He reveals something to us that's new. Alhamdulillah. Allah's prayer isn't like that, because Allah doesn't have to ask anyone when He wants to make something. When Allah wants to make something, He says, kun, be. And the entire creation happens from the beginning until the end. And alhamdulillah, Allah doesn't pray out of need, like we pray out of need. We need more money, or we need someone to fix our computer, or we need someone to help us with our relationship, or something like this, something we always pray out of need. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's ghani, He's rich. He hasn't any need. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't have to ask anyone, He just orders it to be. And when He says kun, everything is, from the beginning until the end. And so alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created, He didn't create out of need, He created out of love. Like He says, when Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam asked Him, He says, why did you create the creation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, I was a hidden treasure that desired to be known, that loved to be known. So I created the creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knew Himself completely, thoroughly. And He knew all the possibilities of everything. But He loved to see His manifest image. He loved to see the divine form manifest. So that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wanted to see that happen, He said, kun, be. And everything from the very first to the very last thing manifested. And the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the light of our beloved master, Prophet Muhammad. He said, kun, and the first thing that came was the light of the Prophet. Like he said in the hadith of Jabir, he said, Jabir asked, what was the first thing that Allah created? And he says, it was the light of your beloved Prophet, O Jabir. And he said also, Allah created my light from him. I'm created from the light of Allah, and everything else is created from my light. And so alhamdulillah, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to see His divine image, He created the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was the perfect mirror of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the perfect divine form, the perfect manifestation of Allah. That alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that when a person wants to see themselves, he can't see themselves except through a mirror. And so the light of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like this mirror, to see the image of Allah. Allah sees the manifest image, and He loves to see this image. And the outpouring of divine love on this first light was so immense, so overpowering, so great and so tremendous, that it overflowed from the light of this first Prophet. The same way that we have a fountain with many tiers, and it spills from one tier down to the next tier, down to the next tier, down to the next tier, out of an increase of that love, and out of an increase of that mercy, and out of an increase of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge about all the possible things that He could create from His infinite power and infinite will. And so these are the ranks of the creation, that the light of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam perfectly mirrors the reality of Allah. And then as the water of love spills over, it creates rank upon rank, tier upon tier, each filling and spilling over to the next, and to the next, and to the next. And these are the ranks of all the other things. And so as it spills over, individual things are manifest. What was all gathered in the light of that Prophet becomes individual manifested things. So you have clouds and rocks, which are distinct from each other. And you have the heavens and the earth distinct from each other. And you have fish and birds and everything else, they're distinct things. These ranks of existence, all each thing that's an existing thing, is like a mirror for that light of the Prophet. So that the light of the Prophet is the perfect mirror for Allah. And all the things are mirrors of that Prophet and his light. And so you see that from the light of the Prophet comes the throne, and the footstool, and the angels of the seven heavens, and the earth, and the jinn, and all the mountains. Everything comes out of this light. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, He created out of this thing. And so it's the Prophet, the spirit of the Prophet, which is the connection, the inner space, the barzakh, between the rank of absolute existence of Allah and possible existence of everything in creation. Everything in the cosmos from the beginning to the end is included in the spirit of the Prophet. But our spirit, the spirit of our messenger, of the messenger of Allah, the messenger of everything, is greater than everything in the cosmos. Which is why he said, there's a time when only Allah can encompass me, or only Allah can comfort me or circle me. Because this is, He's beyond everything in creation. He's equal to the creation, but greater than, equal to and greater than the creation. Whereas the creation is less than Him. Alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah, this connection or bond, this is the salawat that we send in the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the angels and the human beings and everything else in creation is constantly praying for Allah to send His prayers and peace upon the messenger. That alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that the connection, if Allah, there's a saying that the Prophet said, Allah was alone before the creation, then He created the creation. And Imam Ali continued that saying, and He is now as He was then. Which means that there's a state that even though everything is here, everything is created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still exists completely alone in His own reality. There's a reality that the creation doesn't even exist with Allah. And if it wasn't for Him extending the connection through Rasulullah ﷺ, the word for prayer that we use in Arabic, it comes from the root word which means to connect or to bind. And so alhamdulillah, the prayer that the servants do, that we do, this is our way of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this salawat that we send on the Prophet, that Allah sends on the Prophet, is this connection. He's continually opening up tajallis, continually opening up and expanding new horizons and new vistas of existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was alone before the creation.
Then he created the creation. And he is now as he was then. And that, alhamdulillah, through the medium of the Prophet, through that first light, Allah is continually, in every moment, from beginning to end, expanding and expanding and expanding the ranks of existence. The way that we understand time and space, not according to Allah. And so subhanAllah, just that we, the same way that we ask Allah to recreate our reality, our existence and our experience in reality, by sending us this or sending us that. When we ask Allah to send His prayers in the Prophet, we're asking Him to make tajalli, to make revelation, to show something new, to bring something new into existence, to reveal our understanding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make a new tajalli about Himself in His created world. To keep this creation, to continue blessing the creation, to continue unfolding the creation so that everything is the perfect mirror for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cosmos. These are the prayers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends. And we ask for peace because the immensity, when the infinite is revealed on something finite, when the absolute is revealed on something that's just possible, when that happens, it would rip everything apart. Like he said just about the Qur'an. He says, if I revealed these verses to the mountains, you'd see them pounded out like dust. Or he says, if I was to reveal these, the Qur'an to the heavens, you'd see it rent asunder, ripped open, and rolled up like a scroll. Because of the intensity of the lights of those realities. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed these things to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He revealed these on the light of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in doing so, He sent peace in accordance with the amount of His blessing. So as He's continuously expanding and ripping anew, rending, cleaving open the reality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He sends peace to create stability. Because we all know you never see any plant growing on a live volcano when the lava is flowing and the earth rips open. You don't see any birds landing and just eating happily. You don't see any of that because it's not stable. Life can't happen without peace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He not only sends a renewed blessing continuously in every moment of existence, but He sends peace so that as He sends down the new revelation and He takes the old revelation from us, we just experience a smooth transition, step by step. Nobody is jarred from their reality. Nobody's separated or has any kind of shock from moment to moment and day by day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continually renewing the entire creation. And this is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the prayers and the peace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends on his Prophet. And the prayers of the angels and anybody else is an invoking. The angels don't have power to send anything on the Prophet. We're all in need of the Prophet. We're all in need of that first light because all of the blessings, all of the mercies, all of the love, everything that created our existence and sustains our existence came through the medium of that first messenger, the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless him and grant him peace. So we're continuously asking for Allah to send those blessings as a means of continuing the creation and increasing the benefit and the good for our creation. Not for Allah, but for the creation. Alhamdulillah. And so, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, everything in the heavens and the earth, except for human beings, is aware of the immense benefit and the beautiful nature and the beautiful reality and the exquisite and sublime and tremendous nature of our Prophet. And everything is constantly acknowledging this first light and the embodiment of that first light, which was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came into this world 1400 some years ago and manifested that light perfectly, alhamdulillah. So that we see that not only the angels are praying on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only the angels are praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is al-Muhammad after all. It's not just about when we praise the Prophet for his glorious example, we're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Al-Hamid. He is the praiseworthy. He is the one who's worthy of all praise because He made everything to happen. And alhamdulillah that Prophet Muhammad is Al-Muhammad. He is Mu, the one who contains Hamd, the praiseworthy nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Muhammad. Not only are the angels continually sending blessings and prayers and peace upon Prophet Muhammad, but everything else. Everything else that we encounter, the rocks, the trees, the rivers, the crawfish, the snakes, the eagles, everything that exists in this physical earth and in the heavens, everything recognizes the light of this Prophet and understands the value of his humanity. That alhamdulillah, that when Allah created all the cosmos, he created everything, all these things in the cosmos were like a mirror for what was contained in the Muhammadan light. And then he created the human being and pulled together all of the realities of everything that was in that cosmos. And he gathered within that so that not only were the realities of the cosmos gathered in the human being, but also the reality of the Lord of that cosmos, the Rabbil Alameen, was gathered in that cosmos. So the human beings had the potential to manifest that pure prophetic light, something unique amongst creation. And amongst the saints, we find this reality manifest. The awliyaullah, the friends of Allah, this is who manifest this reality. The rest of us, we're imitators, we're followers, we're blind followers, we're trying to the best of our ability. But the people who are awliyaullah, they've reached that ability. And they've reached the ability so that they're inward, there's nothing inside of their skin except for the reality of Allah. They have fana in their will, fana in their life and their knowledge and their will and their power and their hearing and their seeing and their speaking. They don't see any reality of themselves as being independent from the reality of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or from the reality of Allah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And so, alhamdulillah, these awliya are the people who are manifesting the ranks of perfection, perfectly manifesting this light of the Prophet. And where their ranks of sainthood end is where the ranks of prophethood begins. And the prophets, 124,000 of them, ascending in degrees, and the one who Allah manifested the most perfect example of the pure Muhammadan light was our Master Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was born today, so many 1400 years ago, some 1400 some years ago. And when he came out, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, he was acknowledged by everything as being the manifestation, the pure manifestation of this light. So that even before his prophethood, when he would walk down the out of Mecca, there was a rock that would greet him before he was a prophet, and before he was given the Quran in Ramadan, a rock would salute him. Salaam alaikum ya ayyuhan nabiyyu. Salaam alaikum, O Prophet of Allah. And he was wondering, what's this? Who is this Prophet of Allah? And who's greeting me? He's not accustomed to hearing a rock greet him, but he hears the praise of the rock. And there was a time when Ali ibn Abu Talib was walking with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everywhere they were in nature, all the trees and all the rocks, everything around was saying, As-salamu alaykum ya ayyuhan nabiyya. As-salamu alaykum ayyuhan nabiyya. Everything, everywhere they went, Ali could hear it. But the praise on the Prophet was so much that even Ali could hear it with his ears. He could hear all these things going on around him. And there was a day when the Prophet began, the disbelievers had been very hard on him. And he began to doubt, is this true? Am I crazy? This is in the beginning. He began to doubt, am I really the Messenger of Allah? So he asked, Allah, give me a sign that will show me that really I am the Messenger of Allah and I can lay to rest any fears. And a tree, which was buried up high up on a hill, he watched it drag through the earth, gouging the earth in front of it and behind it, until it reached the Prophet and it bowed over in front of him. And said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, now I know that I'm a prophet. And so he said, by Allah, go back. And the tree moves all the way back to its original place. SubhanAllah, this is a tree. That the Prophet told someone he would make his khutbah every Friday until they built him a mihrab, a set of steps. He used to give his khutbah by a tree every week. Every week he'd lean on that tree when he would give his khutbah. And they built him a set of steps, so he moved over and he made his khutbah from the tree. And they couldn't hear the khutbah because of the crying of this tree. Everybody in the masjid heard the crying from this tree until he walked over and he hugged the tree. He was the original tree hugger. And he went over and he hugged this tree and then the tree became quiet. And this is the case. Everything recognized who he was. There was a case when outside of Mecca there was a shepherd who had some goats, and a wolf came and ate one of the goats. Grabbed him, started to kill the goat, and the shepherd came with his stick and began to beat the wolf and he rescued the goat. And the goat sat back and he spoke to the man and he said, don't you have any fear from Allah? You're robbing me from the provision that Allah granted me. And the man was shocked. He never heard. He says, who is this wolf that he talks to me like a man? And he goes, I'll tell you something more shocking. that Prophet Muhammad has risen in the body and he's calling souls to Allah in Mecca. And so the man went and he embraced Islam. Alhamdulillah. The people of Medina, they had a camel who was stubborn and old, and they would beat the camel to try and make it to work. And the camel refused. So they went and complained to the Messenger of Allah and said, "Messenger of Allah, this camel, we have this camel and it refuses to work." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger said, "Bring me the camel." So they bring the camel in front of the Messenger of Allah. And he, as soon as he sees the Messenger, he immediately begins to stop being stubborn. And he walks over, right in front of the Prophet in front. And he bows. And he makes a complete sajda in front of the Prophet. And they say, "Who is this camel?" They're all shocked. And the camel, the Prophet lovingly raised his head, patted him, and took him, and he began to work. Pliable and easy. His nafs were easy. Where the human beings were so full of harshness, the Prophet ﷺ, his love conquered everything, the heart of this camel. And the camel, out of love for Rasulullah ﷺ, suffered the burden of these human beings. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. There was a time when a man, after one of the battles with Rome, that one of the Prophet's servants, he lagged behind, he got stuck behind the army, and the army departed. And so he's in enemy territory, worried for himself, and he's racing to try and catch up to his people. And as he was racing alone, a lion jumped out in front of him. And a lion was going to eat him. And so, alhamdulillah, this man, he addressed this lion with speech politely and said, "Oh, father of the lion," he says, "do you know who I am? I am the servant of the Messenger of Allah," sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he identified himself not as, "I'm so and so and so and so great holy slave, so special, I did all this prayer, I did all this." No, not that. "I'm the servant of Allah. I'm under the servant. I'm under the Messenger." And he attributes himself, connects himself to the Messenger. And out of that connection to the Messenger, the lion became very pliable for him and accompanied him the whole way until this man caught up with the army of the Muslims, protecting him from anyone who would like to come. There's a lion. He would eat him from 1 minute until he announced, "I'm from the Messenger of Allah." Out of respect for the Messenger, this lion, he helps this person to come. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this is the case that everything in the creation remembers the reality of the first Prophet's life. And alhamdulillah, it's the nature of the creation that they all acknowledged who is this person who lived 1400 years ago. Everything except for the human being and for the jinn. Even shaitan knew who he was. Shaitan just didn't want to have to listen. May Allah protect us from being like shaitan. And may Allah protect us and help us to understand something of the benefit of this most noble messenger, the most sublime and the first of all creation. He was the first prophet in the spirit and the last in the body. His spirit encompasses all the realities of existence. His messengerhood in the body encompasses all the messages and all of the realities manifest in existence. May Allah help us and may Allah make us to continually praise Him as Allah has commanded us to. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa antum muslimun. So alhamdulillah, this is today's day of the 12th of Rabi' Awal, the day when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he migrated from the world of the spirits to manifest in a body. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And all of the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians of the time, were looking for this Prophet, Ahmed. Ahmed is related to the name Muhammad the same way that Matt and Matthew are related. It's obvious there's a connection in the Arabic language. So these people were all looking for this Prophet Ahmed, who was going to come and be the last prophet and be the great sender of mercy, the deliverer of great mercies, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And alhamdulillah that when he came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him from the tribe of Ismail, alayhi salam, the eldest son of Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. And there had been no prophets between Ismail and him who were sent to the Arabs. And the Arabs had been asking for a prophet to be sent. And so Allah chose for a prophet Muhammad, the most noble and most beautiful of lineages. So that, alhamdulillah, from Adam, he says in a hadith that Allah passed, when he created the heavens and the earth, and he created the throne and the footstool and all these things that he created all the way down. He describes creating Adam. And he said he put me, my spirit, in the back of my father Adam, to my mother Hawa, down to this, down to this, down to Ibrahim, down to Nuh, alayhi salam, down to Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, down to Prophet Ismail, alayhi salam. And then he says, and he passed from one pure soul to one pure womb, one to the next generation after generation, until he caused the spirit to enter the back of my father Abdullah and my mother into the womb of my mother Amina. And alhamdulillah, I mean, the day that Abdullah, the father of the Prophet, says, and he who was a holy man in and of himself, the Prophet's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, was a holy man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to reveal the whereabouts of the Zamzam well after it had been covered over. And had revealed to him, in the year that the Prophet was born, Allah sent a great sign that there was an army that had a huge elephant that was going to come destroy the Kaaba, come to destroy the manifest Qibla of the way of Allah for these people. This is the foundation, the house built by Ibrahim. That this person was coming to destroy any trace of the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Ismail and Ishaq and the tribes. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this elephant to stop. And as they beat the elephant, they couldn't make the elephant to go. They'd face it any direction other than towards the Kaaba, he'd stand and walk. They'd face him back, he'd sit. And they abused this elephant to no end. And this should have been a sign to them that this house is guarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdul Muttalib came and he says, you know, he told the people this house is guarded by Allah, and they stole his camels. He asked for his camels back. And he told them this house is guarded by Allah. And he went direct to the door of the Kaaba and he knocked the door and said, oh Allah, this is your house and we're unable to protect it. You protect your house. And this is Abdul Muttalib, the Prophet's grandfather, who rediscovered the Zamzam. And he went up in the heavens. So Allah sent small birds carrying clay stones, and they pelted the army, and these clay stones, each stone had the name of the person who was going to be struck by the stone on it. Three stones each, three chickpea-sized stones from these little black birds, one in its beak and two in each hand. They cast their stones and killed everybody except for one person, because they had hoped to wipe out the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the way of all the prophets, from this earth. This one person told his story to the king back in Abyssinia, and as soon as he did, his stone came, and Allah made him to be ended also. So this is a great sign of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to protect his religion, to protect his spiritual way. It happened in the same year that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, his father Abdullah, Abdul Muttalib had said, I will sacrifice, he had only one son when he found Zamzam, and he had so many blessings, and he said, oh Allah, I promise if you give me more 10 sons, I promise to follow the right of Ibrahim alayhi salam and sacrifice one of them. And so the last of his 10 sons was Abdullah, the father of the Prophet. This is the father of the Prophet. And so alhamdulillah, the time came when he reached of age and he says, okay boys, I've made my promise to Allah, I have to make good and to sacrifice. And just like Ismail, they said, father, you have to do as you promised. So every time they drew lots and every time it came to Abdullah, who was Abdul Muttalib's favorite son. And as he was going to continue, both Abdullah and Abdul Muttalib were going to be true to their promise until the family of Abdullah's mom stopped him from being able to carry out the sacrifice. And so they went to a holy person who told them, the way to get out of this is to ransom the soul of Abdullah. And they said, what do you cost if you kill, in the old days they would kill someone, they had to pay blood money or life for life. And the blood money was a way of, they pay a certain number of camels. So they said, you have to pay 10 camels. Every time you kill someone, you have to pay 10 camels to restore the balance so there's no vengeance sought. This holy lady said, you shoot an arrow for every 10 camels. And then when you see the sign, then when the arrow floats, then alhamdulillah you know that this is enough. So they shot the arrows one after another and they all sank until the 10th arrow floats. So that he had to sacrifice 100 camels. This is thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that he had to sacrifice to save Abdullah, the father of the Prophet. This isn't even the Prophet himself, this is the father of the Prophet. Ismail had a massive ram. The Prophet had 100 camels. SubhanAllah, Prophet Ismail had a ram. And so alhamdulillah, it shows something of the huge value and worth of what Abdullah carried. And on the day that he was going to marry Amina, the mother of the Prophet, a light shined from his face. And so a holy woman from amongst the Jews knew, who saw that light and knew that was the light of prophecy. And so she stood in his way and proposed to him, said, I'll marry you right now. And Abdullah was very polite. He said, no, I have to follow my father. He wants me to marry this one. So he married Amina, and in consummating the marriage, the spirit of the prophet passed to our master, Sayyidina Amina. And the next day he came back to the same holy lady and proposed to her. And she looked in his face and saw the light of prophecy had left, and she says, I'm not in need anymore, and closed the door. So subhanAllah, people who were on the look knew the light of the prophet was coming. And Allah caused Abdullah to pass before Prophet Muhammad was even born. And caused Amina to pass by the time he was six, and he was raised in the care of Abdul Muttalib, this holy man who had loved the Kaaba, loved Allah, was a Hanif, followed the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and so he was raised in the tradition. And there were signs immediately of Prophet Muhammad his immense nature. So that when Amina carried him in the womb, she was lamenting over the loss of her husband, Abdullah, and there was a flash of light, and in that flash of light she was granted the ability to see all the way to the Holy Land. In her small house in Mecca, she saw thousands of miles away in the Holy Land by the grace of Allah, by the light that was inside her womb. Her womb literally shone with light while the Prophet ﷺ was in it. Alhamdulillah, that when he came out and she gave him, there was no pain when she gave birth to him on this day so many years ago. And alhamdulillah, that it was the custom that they would give the child to the Bedouin tribes to raise in an area free from disease and all this. The people who took Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, her name was Halima, they would have a foster mother who would suckle the child until they were two or five or something like that. And all the women went and they took from this Bedouin tribe, took children. But nobody wanted an orphan child because the father wouldn't be able to provide any social context or benefits to having. That's why you would do these things, you know. And so this Halima, she felt bad for this orphan child. And so at the end she came back and she took Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Well, when Halima and her husband, who was also named Abdullah, came, they had the worst animals in the place. They rode on a donkey. You could see it's so thin it could barely bear the weight of their other child. Not Halima and not Abdullah. And they had a camel that was so skinny you could see its ribs and produced no milk. Milk back in the day, a milk was a whole meal for them back in the day. And so subhanAllah, as soon as they took the Prophet ﷺ, this is a huge drought that had starved all the animals, and this is the case why their animals were like this. As soon as they took the Prophet into their care, they were covered the whole time by a cloud giving them shade and giving them cool and giving them peace. And the first night when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ began to cry and their own child began to cry from Halima not being able to produce milk, she told Abdullah, go check the animals one more time. See, maybe there's something tonight, you know, we don't want these kids to suffer. So they went and they milked the camel, and the camel was full of milk. So both her and her husband were able to drink their fill of milk. And by that, Halima was able to produce an abundance of milk for both children to eat until they were completely satiated, and they slept. And from then on, the whole 2 years to 5 years that they were with the Prophet ﷺ, the camels and the sheep of Abdullah and Halima, their sheep were always fatter than everybody else's sheep. And there was always a cloud and cool over the Prophet ﷺ wherever he went. He was shaded from the heat of the sun. These are some of the things that he manifested before his prophecy. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, the story of the Prophet ﷺ is so fantastic and so amazing to see how much divine care, how much love is in this Prophet ﷺ, how much Allah loves his Prophet. He calls him Al-Habib, the beloved of Allah. That of all the stations of all the prophets, nobody reached the station of Al-Habib. That Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam reached the station of Al-Khalil, which nobody else before him had reached, and nobody else after him reached, except for Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. That the Prophet alayhi salam was uniquely chosen on the night of Isra and Miraj to come and to speak directly with Allah, shaded from everything else in creation, like the way a lover talks to his beloved. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Beloved brothers and sisters, on this day, around the Muslim world, people are celebrating. Some will have parades in the streets. Some will have drumming and meals at home. Some will have lectures in a masjid or in a zawiya. There will be all sorts of ways of celebrating praises on the Prophet ﷺ. Because the command to love the Prophet ﷺ is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can't love something that you don't know. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Ameen, Allah says that Allah said, told the Prophet, if you love Allah, then follow the Prophet, and Allah will forgive you and love your sins. And Alhamdulillah, he says, whoever loves the Prophet has loved Allah. And he made it so that nobody ever says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, without saying right after it, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. These two names are always bound together. And you don't just say one, you say the both. When you mention Allah, you mention the Prophet. The Prophet, he says, I'm an Arab without the Ayn, and I'm Ahmed without the Meem. Whoever sees me has seen Haqq, has seen truth. Arab without the Ayn. When you take out the A from Arab, Ayn is the letter, Ayn is a letter in Arabic, and it means the I, or the essence of something, the origin of something. He says, I'm Arab without an Ayn. I'm essence without the origin. What takes, if you take out the A, you have Rab, you have Lord. Alhamdulillah. And he says, I'm Ahmed without the Meem. The Meem is the letter Meem, is the M, is signifying death in Islam. Ahmed without the Meem means there's something eternal that doesn't pass. And Ahmed without the Meem is Ahad, the One. And he says, if you see me, my form, then you see Haqq, you see the truth. And he's made loving him to be more important than loving ourselves. Allah warns us, O you who love your wealth and your children and your parents and your family more than Allah and His Messenger, then be careful, be warned about a dangerous day. He warns us to have deep love for the Prophet ﷺ, for our own good, the way that a loving parent warns a child not to put their hand in the fire. And nobody, he says, the Prophet ﷺ says, no one's faith is complete until their love for me is more than their love for their children or their parents or all of mankind. And another, he says, no one's faith is complete until their love for me is more than their very self. Alhamdulillah. So when we want to become healers and we want to become real Sufis and real mu'mins, all of this comes from the light of real iman. And so the key to perfecting our iman is love from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how could we love him if we don't know him? May Allah enrich us to know him and make us to use this special month as a time for remembering the Prophet and learning more. Read from Ocean of the Mercy. Read from the books, any of the books of Sirah. Read the Wazifa every morning and understand its meaning by the explanation that our guide gave us. Make an abundance of salawat so you come to recognize the Messenger that exists within your own spirit. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there's so many ways. If you want to see how this first light embodied the realities of eating and drinking and being, read the hadith. Read the Riyad al-Salihin by Imam Nawawi, where he describes how the Prophet ate, how the Prophet stood, how he drank, how he, everything he did, the human aspects as the reflection, how his humanness mirrored perfectly this divine perfect light that everything was created out of. May Allah help us. This is the Sharia of Allah, and the Tariqa of Allah, and the Haqiqa of Allah. It's all wrapped up in the Messenger. And we only ascend according to the degree of our embodiment of this most beautiful, most praiseworthy prophetic light. And so we celebrate his praises, and we ask Allah to send abundant prayers and peace upon him on this day so many years ago when he was born. Allahumma ghafir li muslimin wa muslimat. Allahumma ghafir li mu'minin wa mu'minat. Allahumma ghafir li muhsinin wa muhsinat. ربنا وسيط كل شيء رحمة وإلم فاغفر الذين تابوا وتباءوا لسبيل خواقهم وذاب الجحيم وربنا وادخلهم جنة أدن التي وأتهم ومن سلام أبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم بقهم السيئة ومن تقي السيئة يوم إذن فقر رحمته وذلك هو فوز العظيم ربنا آتنا في دنيا حسنة وفي آخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ودخلنا جنة مع الأبرار في أسرار فاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله after the salah people will be getting lunch. Anybody who wants to, we'll make salawat instead of the normal discussion group in Sidi's room. Everybody's invited, inshallah. You remember about Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
InshaAllah, make your intention to pray two rakas of Jummah Fard for other faiths. Fit not your mind with your ears or with the ears of the person behind you. And fill in any gaps so that Shaitan can't make any enmity between you. And you'll be like the angel, praying straight. If your hearts will be straight, like your lines are straight. InshaAllah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siraata al-mustaqim. Siraata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayra al-maghdubi 'alayhim wa ad-dallin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك العالى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعل الغثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلى ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وأن يسرك لليسرى فذكر النفعات ذكرى سيذكر ما يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى فلتؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما عبد ولا إن عابدون ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما عابد لكم دينكم ولي دين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. لم يرض من حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Thank you.
أستغفر الله العظيم لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ولا تجعلنا يا مولانا من الغافلين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وعليك يا رب السلام تبرعت ربنا وتعليت يا ذو الجلال والإكرام وإله من الله لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه السنة ولا النوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء واسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس سبحان الله الحمد لله الله أكبر
better people in the image of your beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah, help us to understand your beloved prophetic method, Ya Allah. The akhlaq and the character and the actions and the attributes and the states of our beloved Master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So we can reach to realize the potential that's within us, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask that you send your highest blessings and your deepest peace upon our Master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Everything that you breathe into existence and bring out of existence and everything that you change in existence, send your blessings on him and as much as everything you've created and then more, Ya Allah. And send your blessings on him and as much as everything you've taken out of creation and then more, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, bless him and bless us out of your love for him, Ya Allah. and make us to reach something from his actions, attributes, and states. Amen. Allah sends your highest blessings and your deepest peace upon our Master Prophet Muhammad and upon his family and his companions. And send your peace upon those who all the prophets and messengers who came before him, Allah. And send your peace on all the inheritors and the elders who came after him, Allah. And send peace upon our guide and help us to learn the prophetic akhlaq, the prophetic character traits, Allah, direct from him, in our inward and in our outward. Allah, protect us from the advances of shaitan and our nest and the dunya. And protect us from all the things that would cause us to love anything more than we love him, Allah. And protect us from anything that would cause us to love more than you, Allah. And make us to perfect our love for you and our servanthood to you by following him. Amen. The secret of the fact is that you are the سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Normal that you give to your mosque that you use, so please give your donations today. Thank you.
And we'll have a little SSD talk around 2 p.m. something like that. As you're, we have a special dessert going on with it, inshallah. So we'll be right in here as you're eating and finishing a little treat.
Assalamu alaikum, beloved.